There's this scene in the old detective movies where the investigator sits in his office, waiting for someone to come in and hire him. He's a capable-looking man. His face has character. His office is functionally furnished and poorly lit, light and shadow. The top half of the office door is smoked glass, and you can read his name in reverse. The door is ajar, and you know a woman is about to come through it, and she will be pretty, interesting, and mysterious. She will tell the investigator a story and offer him money to find the truth in it, and when he does, nothing will be the same for either of them, ever again. Somehow you are pulling for both of them, but you get the feeling there will be a winner and a loser. She offered her hand, and I took it. Open face, assessing blue eyes, and curly light brown hair. Shapely, not tall. Fair-skinned, a red summer dress with white polka dots on it, red espadrilles, and a shiny red belt. She removed a small white purse from over one shoulder, smoothed her dress, and sat. Her scent was light. Her name was Penelope Rideout, and her younger sister, Daly, had run away from home. Penelope had already filed a missing persons report, but the police wouldn't act this quickly without evidence of foul play, of which there was none. Penelope was sure that her sister had run away because Daly had a wild streak and was mixed up with a guaranteed loser named Nick Moreno. Daly's favorite clothes, personal items, and toiletries were missing from home. She had not responded to calls and texts, and neither had the boyfriend. Penelope had sat in her car outside Nick's dark condo last evening and most of the night, hoping they would show. She'd then driven to Oceanside PD headquarters and filed the report. Nick was 20 years old, Daly 14. "I'm very worried about her, Mr. Ford. She's precocious, and Daly doesn't always make good choices. The age difference alone is just wrong. I do what I can to guide her."
"How come her parents aren't here doing this?" I asked, resting my pen.
"Mom and Dad died 10 years ago," said Penelope, eyes moistening. "In a car accident outside of Eugene, Oregon. A storm. I was 18 and became Daly's legal guardian. The judge was skeptical, but my lawyer was good. Daly was 4.
"I'm sorry." She took a tissue from the purse and touched it under each eye, though I could see no tears. Neat nails, clear finish. Pushed the tissue back into her bag. She wore a slim wedding band and a sensible diamond. I did the math and came up with 28-year-old Penelope Rideout, or 29, depending on her birthday. 12 years younger than me, plus or minus.
"Has this happened before?" I asked.
"No, never."
"When did you see her last?"
"Yesterday morning, I dropped her off at school. When I got home from work around 4, I saw she'd been there. This was not unusual. I waited until evening. I've always tried to give her an appropriate amount of freedom. When she didn't come home for dinner and homework, as is our agreement, I called, texted, her and Nick, as I told you."
"What school?" I asked.
"Monarch Academy, Carlsbad. She's in the 8th grade. I held her back a year because I thought it was the right thing to do."
"Are you employed, Mrs. Rideout?"
"I'm a freelance technical editor, aerospace and defense. Job shops, mostly. I make good money and take time off when I need to."
I asked her husband's name and what he did for a living.
"Colonel Richard Hauser," she said. "He's a Marine pilot."
"You kept your maiden name."
"I wanted continuity for Daly, because of Mom and Dad. It was all very hard at first. I'm also proud to be an Alabama Rideout, and I don't want us lost to history. Daly and I are the last of our line who are young enough to continue it. Can you find her?"
"Careful here. In my 7 years as a PI, I've never failed to find the person I was hired to find. Not that it's easy locating someone who doesn't want to be found, but it's my specialty. I have enthusiasm for such work because I lost someone close to me who I know cannot be found. I'm good at what I do." Those wide blue eyes again, waiting.
"I certainly hope so. Daly means the world to me, to us."
I handed her the standard contract for an individual,
$800 for my first 8 hours, partially refundable if I get results in less. If not, the go-forward fees are set out, though I'll lower them sometimes. I recently raised, steeply, my rates for most corporations and religious groups, and of course for political organizations of any kind.